It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Who's doing video today? This was good stuff. You're
that's the new. He's gonna kill. I think he goes by Messer, but he's on fire with the graphics.
I mean, this stuff today has been pretty good. We had the pumpkins. There was The Shining, and now this Toy Story situation here, which I gotta say, like Andy, you have the purple head, but mine looks. It kind of looks like just a picture of me. Doesn't it?
It does kind of just look like a picture.
It looks like a picture of me in a costume. That is a Photoshopped picture, but it doesn't really look like one.
No. Just less boobs.
Yeah.
The only thing that's missing is an Andy Hart visor.
It's true.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear should have a visor on.
Anyway, nice job back there today.
Yes.
If you're watching at twitch.tv.
Because it is Halloween.
Or on YouTube. We're broadcasting live on YouTube as well if you want to watch us that way. It is Halloween. We did not dress up today.
I am.
Boring.
I'm Visor Ken.
Didn't really. I made that up for you. I saved your bacon there a little bit. But I'd wanted to dress up. I thought I had purchased a Weird Al Yankovic costume.
But you're the dumbest person on the planet.
But I never actually hit buy. I never actually bought it. I just put it in the cart and then left it there and forgot about it for like, this was like months ago, too.
Are you still going to buy it for next year?
I doubt it. Probably not.
The moment's gone?
Yeah.
That's like the shopping version of I thought I hit send, but I didn't.
I mean, yeah, it's basically it. I thought I replied to this text message, which, by the way, I do all the time. That happens to me a lot. I'll reply to someone's text message in my mind and not actually reply to it think that I've replied to it and forget all about it. And someone's like, hey, a-hole, you never answered my question. And I'm like, yeah, I did in my head 3 months ago.
I even sometimes type it in the box and then don't actually hit the send arrow.
I don't do that.
And then I'll go back and be like, oh, I never sent that text. It's just, and it's still sitting there. A week later or whatever.
Words unsent.
Yeah. Words unsent. And then you can't send it then because that's weird. It's been a week.
That means that person's been seeing those little three dots on your name for a week
for months.
Yeah.
This must be one long message you're writing here.
Well, they all get mad that you left me unread or something. That's what my daughter always says. Why'd you leave me unread?
No one wants to be left on read. Being left on read's tough. Which is why I don't let people know that I've read their text.
I don't know why anyone does that.
I don't know why people do that.
Does what?
So you can set your iPhone so that if you send me a text, you can have it to where something will pop up and I will know if you have opened it.
Delivered and then read.
Yeah. It's so I never put
But you
that
have
on.
To that's a setting that you can toggle yourself.
And
I never want people knowing that I've read their text messages.
Or not read it.
Left them on read or whatever. It's just it avoids the whole thing.
What about your wife? If your wife asked you to do that, would you?
I'd tell her to buzz off. No way.
Well, I guess you already got her married.
Right, exactly.
You'll be sharing your location after that.
No. The sharing the location thing.
Oh, I do.
Not that I go anywhere except exciting,
oh,
but
I
like,
have that.
No, I'm not.
We have Life 360. Yeah, we
do share. You really?
Our whole family's on it.
Yeah, what's Life 360?
It's like a.
Was that that thing from the Karen Reed trial? The right? They were
doing
the Life 360 data to see where everybody was and where everybody went and all that stuff.
It's what modern parents use to parent.
Absolutely.
These days.
Well, I don't want to use it in case I ever, you know.
And the kid
allegedly hit someone with my car. I don't want them to know where I went.
My kids are so okay with it. If I call or text them and say, where are you? They're like, why don't you just look on Life 360? Why do you have to bug me?
See where I am.
And so I share my location with my fiance, and she always asks me where I am. I'm like, dude, you can just look. And she had my phone one time, and she put me on read receipts. And
really?
I noticed that, and I took it off the other day. So
I'm wondering, she noticed that you took it off.
She hasn't said anything yet.
Well, she has no leg to stand on because she went into the phone and messed with
it. Yeah, but it, I mean, whatever.
Well, no, I mean, it's your phone. If you did that to her, she wouldn't like it. So, you know,
yeah,
it's fair. It's fair game. Turnabout is fair play, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
We're all men here, aren't we? Men. 617-779-7937. Brandon is in Boston. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Brandon, long time no talk. First of all, before you get into your thing, been a while. Nice to have you back. How you been?
I've been all right. Yourself?
Good. I'm great. Happy Halloween. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I just want to throw a name out there for you guys. Okay. You know, Scotty Miller. He's not being used in Pittsburgh. He was a popular target for Tom Brady. He's won a Super Bowl. He was catching long bombs from Tom Brady, a popular target. A safety blanket for Tom Brady on third downs. Good slot receiver, shifty, and speedy as well. He's only 27 years old, and you're bringing in a guy that knows how to win. So I think a guy like that to grow with Drake May would be good. I mean, he does have a ring. He does know how to win. So
yeah,
I think
he does.
He'd be a popular guy.
He has a ring because he was on that team with Tom Brady and Evans and Gronk and Antonio Brown, all those guys. But he was part of that team. He did make some catches. He's a lot like Tyler Johnson, who's on the Rams. He played for Tampa on those Brady teams, and he had a couple of plays, too. I remember Johnson making plays on those teams, just like Miller and, you know, some of the lower-level guys. They had, like, three tight ends on that team, and they all got catches. It was, I forget what their names
were. None of the guys.
It was Brady.
Yeah.
It was Tom Brady. It's the reason why those guys were good. But they proved that they could go out there and get open and catch the ball, which is more than you can say for some of the guys in this room right now.
Some of them get open, they don't catch it.
True.
Some of them don't get open.
Some of them don't get open and don't catch it. Just don't do anything.
Almost none of them get open and catch it most of the time.
Right.
Even the best guy, Booty. Yeah, I don't really have much interest in Scotty Miller. You know he's caught 13 passes total over the last 2 years while playing 25 games?
I didn't know that, but that's the type of guy that you have to be looking at now. I mean, right? These are the guys who are buried on depth charts, guys who aren't getting used, guys who need a change of scenery. That's 100% the profile of player that I'm looking at when we did this exercise. He's right there. Scotty Miller's on that list.
So we're just throwing against the wall.
Absolutely. That's what's happening.
That's a lot of against the wall.
It is.
Although the Red
but
Sox
you got
did
a lot
it.
Of that on your team right now. So,
back
you know,
in the day, the Red Sox did it, and it worked. Remember? That's how they kind of got David Ortiz, basically.
Kind of, yeah. It's also how they got Jeremy Giambi, but that's not as...
They're not all going to be winners.
No. And rest in peace, by the way, Jeremy Giambi. Either
He's
way.
Dead?
Jeremy Giambi passed away, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hey, can I just make a really
Vin
quick...
Scully hanging out.
Hold on a second. Let me make
I got a really quick non sequitur for you guys.
Okay.
So you just, you know, you were talking about throwing Ish against the wall.
Yeah.
I just... stumbled upon a headline.
I was going to say, I just threw something against the wall.
Woman doused in feces while gambling at casino.
That's not okay.
No, I know. I read the headline, and I'm going to delve into the article now, but I just thought that was a weird
She was gambling at the casino when like a pipe burst?
Yes,
or
yes,
someone with a bucket ran up?
No, no, no. It was a pipe burst.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel like she's going to get a payoff.
Oh, yeah. Looking for
Definitely.
30 grand.
More than you're getting.
30 grand is it?
She was in the hospital for 2 weeks, apparently. Yeah, I'd be looking for a million. Jeez.
Wait a minute. I was
in the hospital.
Crap came out of a pipe, so... I didn't. That's not one crap. That's like
that's everyone.
Lots
crap.
Of crap.
Perhaps, yeah. I'll send you guys this article. Perhaps we can do it for
Please
Oz and
Yes, we'll keep that. We'll keep that in mind. This now new thing that we're talking about here, since someone brought up throwing crap against the wall. And yes, unfortunately, Jeremy Giambi passed away 2 years ago. Rest
same
in peace
with Vin
to him.
Scully.
Same with Vin Scully. Yeah, absolutely.
They're in the same class.
All right. It is Thursday. Normally we do this on Friday, but since it's Thursday and since I'm out tomorrow, we are going to go ahead and leapfrog our weekly scouting report. This is a new team, so we have to get to it here. The Tennessee Titans, as we see them here on WEEI Afternoons. As we always do, we'll start with what happened last week with this team. The Titans got bludgeoned last Sunday. Like, really, one of the biggest ass-kickings of this season, which we're about halfway through, happened to the Titans at the hands of the Detroit Lions. They beat them 52-14. This was a weird game because Jahmyr Gibbs went crazy. He had 127 yards, 11 yards per carry. Jared Goff only threw for 85 yards, had three touchdowns, and at one point in the third quarter, had more points than passing yards.
Really?
Yeah.
And wasn't he like 8 of 11 or something?
Yes.
With three touchdowns? Something?
It was a ton of turnovers, tons of short fields. The Lions were 5 for 5 in the red zone. They forced 4 turnovers, 2 interceptions, 3 fumbles. 2 of them got lost. There was a punt return for a touchdown. They basically dominated Tennessee all three ways. There was a trick play. Detroit's doing trick plays every week.
I like that about them.
Who was it? Not. It wasn't Gibbs. It was the other running back threw a pass. David Montgomery was the one he threw a pass. Ridley had a good game for Tennessee, 10 catches, 143 yards. But that's it. That was Tennessee's third straight loss. Their only win this year is against Snoop Huntley and Miami. In the league, they rank on offense 30th in yards per game, 281.6. Know where the Patriots rank?
31st.
32nd. Worst in the league.
Like the Lions have one of the worst offenses in football?
No, Tennessee.
Oh.
Tennessee Titans.
Sorry, I was hooked on the Lions for a minute there.
That's okay. The Lions have a very good offense.
That's what I thought.
The Tennessee Titans do not. They're 30th in yards per game. Patriots are 32nd in points per game. Tennessee's 28th, 17.1 points per game. Patriots are 30th at 15.5. Despite, you know, exciting Drake May or whatever, they're still not scoring a ton of points. On defense, this is weird. On defense, the Tennessee Titans are first in the NFL in yards allowed per game. They only allow 265.4 yards per game. That's the best mark in the entire league. The Patriots are 23rd. They give up 356 yards per game. But the Titans are number one. Points per game, though, they're tied for 30th. They give up 28 points per game on 265 yards. Isn't that wild? Think about how efficient all these other offenses are against them.
Well,
some of that
is Will Levis giving the other team the ball on like the 10 every time or the 20 or whatever.
The turnovers are a huge, huge part of that. But to be first in the whole league in yards against and 28th in points against, that's crazy. Or 30th in points against, I should say, is a wild discrepancy. The Patriots, by the way, 21st in points against at 24.6. It was a big offseason for the Tennessee Titans. They made a ton of moves. They signed Calvin Ridley. They traded a third-round pick for Legarius Sneed, then signed him to a four-year deal. They signed Kenneth Murray, the linebacker, who I really liked coming out of school, who I think got drafted by the Chargers, I want to say.
With the Patriots pick.
Exactly right. I wanted Murray, and they traded that one away. That was the Kyle Duggar draft, I think.
Sounds right.
Right?
Yep.
Something like that. They also signed Tyler Boyd, pretty good third receiver. Signed Tony Pollard. Signed Lloyd Cushenberry to be their center. Signed Quandre Diggs at safety. A lot of signings, a lot of trades, a lot of turnover here for this team. They also let Derrick Henry walk. They fired Mike Vrabel, and they stuck with Will Levis, which were some of the drama that they had in the offseason. A lot of people wanted him to go quarterback. A lot of people liked Vrabel, and a lot of people didn't want to see Derrick Henry walk out the door, despite the fact that Tennessee had been kind of reeling in the last couple of years. They decided to start over, and in the draft, they took J.C. Latham, 7th overall, tackle out of Alabama. He's now their starting left tackle, the number two prospect, I'd say, behind Joe Alt on every draft board. At 38th overall, they drafted Tavondre Sweat, nose tackle out of Texas. He's starting for them, and they drafted a starting defensive back in Jarvis Brownlee, but that's because one of their guys is injured, and now I forget who it is, but that's the reason for that. I know, this is a very in-depth scouting report here. Players to watch. Who are your players to watch, Andy Hart?
The quarterback, I would say. Mason Rudolph. Mm-hmm. And regardless of who plays quarterback for the Patriots, Mason Rudolph, I remember when he took over for Will Levis and he had a sneaky winning record people were selling. I was watching the game and they're like, you know, he's like 8-4 in Pittsburgh or something like that. He's not very good. I was looking at his numbers. Where am I? I'm not even on the right thing. How did I get on the Lions again?
You're obsessed with the Lions today.
Well, I am kind of obsessed with the Lions in general. But Mason Rudolph has 3 interceptions, 2 touchdowns, which nothing to write home about, but a 69.9 rating, which is nice for certain things.
Very nice.
Calvin Ridley, to me, is the other player to watch because of you people, the you people that wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually having a terrible year until last week where he had like 12 catches for 140 yards. Remember, he was bitching. They get rid of DeAndre Hopkins. Then he finally gets all the targets. So
I don't think he was having a terrible year.
He's got 22 catches, and more than half of them came last week.
Yeah, but there's only been how many games? Like, he's had a couple other pretty good games, I think.
What do you mean how many games?
Let me go back
seven
over
games.
And find it. 7 games, 11 catches in 7 games. I know he's had at least one other very good game. I can't pull up his...
He's got one touchdown for the year. One.
Okay.
Solamente un. He'd fit right in on the Patriots. He's a one-touchdown receiver.
Sure he would. But he's had other good games this year, is the point I'm trying to make. Yeah, against the Jets, 4 catches, 77 yards in the touchdown. He had 3 catches for 50 yards in the first game. I mean, nothing
for $100 million. You get 3 catches and you get excited about it. You call that a good game?
He also has rushed for some yards as well. Good yards from scrimmage here.
All right, get off Calvin Ridley.
Fine. Gross. Either way, he's better than anything you have, that's for sure.
That's true.
Other players to watch.
You heard Mayo talked him up, right?
Yeah.
Zero really getting a lot of targets. Ridley, we can see why everybody wanted him on their team or something. He's a prize free agent this offseason.
Another guy to watch, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. He has 5 catches and 3 touchdowns. So the guy to watch out for in the red zone.
It's good production.
It's very good production.
Farrow Brown-esque.
Jeffrey Simmons, their edge rusher, is a stud. I think
getting
Ridley's
a little
pretty
older,
good.
Right, though?
Yeah, I'd say so, right?
I feel like he's been there forever.
Late 20s, maybe early 30s. And their kicker, Nick Folk, who's a good old friend, accurate, reliable guy, who's been making kicks for them, and really, that's about all that they... It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have going for him right now. Former Titans and Patriots, Nick Folk's one of them. The other's Austin Hooper. Austin Hooper played for Tennessee, which brings us to everybody's favorite part of the scouting report.
Yes.
And that is the all-time Patriots-Titans team. Who do you think starting at quarterback on the all-time Patriots-Titans team?
All-time Patriots-Titans team. Should I know this?
You should.
Okay, tell me.
Matt Castle.
Oh, yeah, Matt Castle.
There's your starting quarterback.
I don't think of him as a Tennessee Titan.
He was only there briefly, but yeah. he did play there. Running back, you got a pretty good mix here. Marion Butts. Deion Lewis, and Antoine Smith, who I don't remember being with Tennessee, or maybe it was Houston back then. But he was also a part of those teams. You got a loaded tight end room here. Listen to this. Algie Crumpler, Daniel Graham, Austin Hooper, and Jonnu Smith. Pretty good tight end room right there. That's a pretty good tight end room. At wide receiver, number one, Randy Moss, of course.
Of course.
David Givens.
David Givens was a sad story. I love David Givens. He went there on a decent money deal, and then he hurt his knee, and it, like, petered out fast.
Yeah, and he was a stud for the Patriots.
He was. He might be the most underrated player of the early dynasty.
I would agree. Seventh-round pick or whatever he was.
Yep.
He caught a touchdown
in, like, 8 straight postseason games or something. Stud.
Yeah, Givens was awesome. Josh Gordon and Kenny Britt also round out that room.
Receiver room, not bad when healthy.
Not bad. A couple of head cases in there, but not a bad room, to be sure.
Yeah, but if you took the best of that room... You have Randy Moss and Josh Gordon on the same team?
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
Pretty good. Your offensive line's not great. Marshall Newhouse is your starting tackle. Tom Funchess, Kevin Hunt, and Josh Klein. Not a lot of names I'm even all that familiar with. And then on defense, Malcolm Butler, of course.
Of course.
Albert Hainsworth, who was awesome in Tennessee and then was a total joke here. And Akeem Ayers, the linebacker.
What about Logan Ryan?
Akeem. And Logan Ryan. There's a good one, too. I didn't even think of him. Yeah, jeez. Logan Ryan.
Anybody else?
You remember dancing into the end zone in Tom Brady's last ever game as a Patriot. Last pass he ever threw as a Patriot went right into the waiting arms of Logan Ryan.
What did Albert Hainsworth do there? I forget like exactly where some of his transgressions happened. No, I mean in terms of bad stuff.
I think that's where he had that thing with the waitress.
At a strip club where he asked her, where do I swipe this, ma'am, or something?
I believe that was when he was with the Titans. I'm not sure. Let me see if that may have been.
Arrest
warrants were issued against Hainsworth in 2 Tennessee counties in 2006. One was stemming from a traffic incident on Interstate 40. Both sets of charges were dropped. He was driving 100 miles an hour. Yeah, he stomped on a guy's head. That guy in the Cowboys, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was reported that Clayton Bank and Trust was suing Haynesworth in 2010, alleging that he failed to make payments on a loan in the amount of $2.38 million. A stripper from New York claimed a $10 million lawsuit that Haynesworth impregnated her and left her with no financial assistance. Haynesworth allegedly in 2011 threw a punch to the nose of Joel Velasquez of Leesburg, Virginia during a traffic altercation. 2015, pled guilty to reckless boating. 2020, arrested in Cleveland, Tennessee, charged with domestic assault after he was accused of yelling at and threatening his former girlfriend and her new boyfriend.
Oh, nice.
Okay. He was good in Tennessee. He was good with the Redskins, too, I want to say, right? Isn't that where he started his career, I want to say?
Yes. So, he got a $100 million deal there, though, right?
Yeah.
He was a $100 million guy.
Yeah, he was.
And he wasn't making payments on $2 million loans?
What and last doing? I heard in Worcester, he had like a cab company or something, or like a limo company.
Worcester, Massachusetts.
In Worcester, Massachusetts.
He's still here?
I don't know if he's still here now, but I know that after he was done playing,
really?
He was part
he's
of
settled some, in Worcester?
Yeah, or he had a business there or something. I think I'm right about that. I'll go back and make sure I'm not talking completely out of my mind here, but I think it was in Western Mass, somewhere in Western Mass or something like that. He had a either a limo company or a cab company or something along those lines. And it's the last I heard of Albert Haynesworth. Anyway, there you go. That is your
who's got the better coach?
Tennessee Titans scouting report. Good question. Brian Callahan or Gerard Mayo, who is the better coach? I'm going to lean Callahan just because he's an offensive mind, and I think that that's a little bit more valuable in 2024 than whatever it is that Gerard Mayo is bringing to the table. I would say he's not obviously not off to a great start here or anything, but I think in terms of what makes for a good coach or a good play caller, whatever it is, I'd lean on that side of things. I'd lean on the offensive side where Callahan is.
Yeah, I'm not
even
totally,
if he doesn't end up being good. That's where I'd go.
He, I think, has had more glaring or bombastic mistakes as a first. That what the F are you doing?
Yeah.
And then talking about it in the press conference, and he's had.
Did he call him soft though?
sort of. Basically, he's had some rookie coach moments there in the media, on the field with his team. I think they're very similar in that they're learning quickly on the fly here. And he probably should have been better prepared based on being the son of a football coach all his life and then being second in charge for a big-time offense with Joe Burrow and T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. Like I feel like he should have been more ready for the role he's in.
Yeah, probably. 617-779-7937. Derek's in Pepperell before the break. Hi, Derek.
Guys, how the hell did you sneak Jackson into your show? He is a gem. He's an MVP on the Greg Hill Show. I call into the Greg Hill Show all the time. In fact, Jackson will tell you, I'm the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show. Great take having him. And Jackson, so nice to hear your voice. And I love your show, guys.
Derek, thanks. Welcome, by the way, since you're a Hillman listener. Welcome to the WEEI afternoons. Thank you for tuning in. And I agree 100%. Jackson's killing it today.
All right, thanks, Dad. I'll bring that money back by later on, okay? Thanks.
Checks in the mail. Very good. All right, we're going to get to odds and ends here. Jackson has a story about a piece of clothing that he's wearing for all you Jackson fans out there. Jackson Maniacs, that's all coming up in odds and ends next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.